Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin, and the message is entitled, Remember Who's Your Shepherd. It comes from Psalms chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. We urge you all to please stop whatever it is that you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. Today is a day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and to be glad in it. I think sometimes when we think of this season of the year and And sometimes someone may ask you, what's the first thing in your mind when you get into this season? Some say angels, some say presents, some say gifts, some say shepherds, and some say the birth of Jesus. But today I want to reflect upon the character of the shepherd. And no doubt this particular passage is a jewel for all those who know and know the Lord, and that is the 23rd Psalm. I think every child who ever went to Sunday school or came up through church had to recite, or someone near them had to recite in some kind of play or skit or some kind of fun thing, Christian entertainment, whatever you want to call it. If no other passage other than John 3:16 was recited as a memory verse, the 23rd Psalm is, I don't know of a funeral wherein at some point in the preacher's sermon or in the reading, the entry, the recession, the procession, or the gravesite, that this passage has not been quoted, recited, or read. I know every card of the condolency or sympathy, plaques, grave engraved and inscribed on graves, over the doorposts, you name it, anywhere you go, you will see the 23rd Psalm. We're just going to take a look at the first verse on this morning, where it says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. When we look at this shepherd, no doubt David is attributed with the one who authored this particular song, who himself was a shepherd. And no doubt if you want to give leaders of the church a job description or a roadmap for how they ought to conduct themselves among their flocks, this no doubt is the song. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You know, we find that if you read the entirety of this song, it really prescribes for each of us the formula we may need to lead a flock of people and protect yourself and give you that faith and trust before you go to any kind of battle, whether it be a job interview or a mediation, that the Lord is with you all the ways, and he's going to guide and protect you no matter what transpires. But in verse 1, the writer says, the Lord, and I like this in the Hebrew, also in the Greek, the definite article, the Lord. And it signifies there's only one Lord. And the emphatic phrase is, not maybe, could be, possibly, might be, the Lord is my shepherd. And so the first thing we want to remember in our remembrance is who the shepherd is and how he relates to us. The Lord is my shepherd. If you deal with the pronoun my, it's a possessive case of first person singular. He is my shepherd. And what is a shepherd? A shepherd does one of three things, maybe even more. But we know the shepherd is to provide. He is to provide for the sheep. But also the shepherd is to protect the sheep. And thirdly, he is to discipline the sheep. You see, if you ever studied the life of a shepherd and relationship to the sheep actually belong to the shepherd. But the shepherd is obligated to protect and feed or provide for the sheep. That's the relationship that has to exist between the shepherd and the sheep. And we know that in some cases we can say that the shepherd does profit from the sheep. Now, he don't necessarily take the sheep life all the time, but he does shear for his wool and sell it to the marketplace. And this could be a way how he provides in an indirect way for them, but there's that opportunity there. And then there are times when, special occasions, when a little lamb is sacrificed for the worship of time and moments of the sheep, of the shepherd. And then sometimes the family is provided with the meal when it comes to the sheep. But that is an extended relationship when we look at the functions of sheep and shepherd. But today, for a moment or so, let's take a look at these three aspects of the shepherd. He provides. That means since he is your shepherd, you can rely upon him to provide for you. There's always going to be some times we're going to feel we're in want, especially this time of year, children and parents. Parents will feel that I can't provide for my kids the Christmas I want them to have. The kids are thinking that your parents can't provide for the Christmas that they want to have. And so we become down on ourselves as parents, not thinking that we are good parents. We feel we have failed because we can't do what others may be doing for their children. But we need to realize that the Lord is our shepherd, and I shall not want. That means he will provide. In other words, he will come through somehow, some way, as he always does. Through someone indirect, direct, he comes through. He sees the sheep. That's his obligation to provide for the sheep, and will provide for you. But also, he is your protector. You know, during those times when shepherds have the sheep out in the field, there's a wolf. He wants to taste a little bit of sheep. And so he's always waiting for the opportunity for that inattentive sheep. And sometimes he gets desperate, but the inattentive man, he will attack the flock, hoping when they scatter, he'll get the one that's slowest, and he'll have them some sheep for dinner. But the shepherd has a staff, and this staff is designed to do two or three things. We know it's designed to use as a weapon to fight off the wolf. And see, God fights your battles for you if you allow him to be your sheep, your shepherd. But also, as a protector, he does use that staff to fight off the wolves. But also, he's your guide and your protector. He protects you from yourself. And so they're called a shepherd's crook. Well, that obligated like a little L shape. He leans upon it, but also used to retrieve those sheep that are going astray. And sometimes the long part of it is for the disciplinary reasons, where he will strike or smite the sheep to get the sheep in line. And so we find that there's various uses for this staff. And that's why later on in the verse passage of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But also the rod is used for accountability. God knows all those who belong to him, and we should know that we belong to him. And so when we talk about remembering our shepherd, or who's your shepherd, just think for all the difficult moments you've come through through your life, and you look back now and you wonder, how did I get through it? How did I make it through this day, this week, this month, this year? We have to remember that we have a shepherd. When we was about to make a bad decision, someone alerted us through some means or ways, through our conscience, through the life of someone else. Someone came to us and said, no, this is not the way to go. This is a bad decision. Don't do it. The Lord gives us this still, small voice that tells us, he gives us a conscience that tells us, gives us instinct to alarm us that this is not the right way, or this is the way to go. But nevertheless, the Lord provides for us. He protects us. He guides us. He leads us. He feeds us. He cares for us. But we must remember this when we think that we are in a losing bracket. Remember, I have a shepherd. And we must lean on him and trust him, because he has led us in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. He led us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. There have been moments and times that our cup has been run over. In the presence of our enemies, he has protected us and fed us. And we are struggling to do all we can do to dwell in his house forever. When we understand the significance of the shepherd and our relationship with him, how can we ever forget? How can we not remember who's our shepherd? Just briefly today, I hope I've said a few words of encouragement to spur us on to realize that as children, as sheep, we have someone to protect us, someone to guide us, someone to lead us, someone to spur us on. Let's never forget who our shepherd is. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful and trusting each day that when we read the Psalms, we pull out these truths. We call upon you because we know you hear and you'll always be there. We know who our shepherd is. It's you. It's you, Lord, and no one else but you. We just pray that you continue to lead us beside the still waters, restore our soul, allow us to lay down in green pastures, massage our hearts and our spirits when we're weary and don't know which direction to go. Lift us up and humble us when we're too haughty, but encourage us when we're down. We realize this part of the season where it seems like provisions seem to be spare, seem to be a want, and everyone is crying out, where is God? Where is our shepherd? Where is the Lord? He's always here, always near. We must remember who our shepherd is. We pray, my Father, in the name of Jesus, that you encourage those on this call, lift them up, guide them, and cause them to never forget that you've always been there. You should always be there for them. Just like the mother of Jesus, out of all the things he went through, even down to the cross, even at the tomb, who's always there? His mother. Who's always there? The shepherd. May God bless us and keep us as we ask of these blessings today. In the name of the Son, Jesus, amen.